A collection of encouragement. Words from Jesus.
During this time of struggle, you have overcome by trusting in me to be your source of strength and grace. You have run this race with endurance, and you hold the victor's flag. You fought through till the finish line, and now it's just a matter of holding on to the victory. In spite of those feelings of defeat, sorrow, and pain in your heart, and discouragement, you fought on, you held on, you trusted. And right when you felt you had run out of endurance, you crossed the finish line. You won the race, even if you did stumble and fall along the way. But it was a fall into my arms. All that you were fighting for and pressing toward and struggling to overcome in this arena has been reached and won. I know it takes a lot of faith to believe that the sufferings of your present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory of the reward that I will reveal to you. But trust me that it is so. I would never allow you to experience the depths without bringing forth good from it. When my reward is returned to you in full, it will feel to you as if you've paid a penny for a palace. Thank you for trusting me through the fire. I know that it burned at times, and it hurt and felt uncomfortable. I caught every tear. I was there with you every night, cradling you in my arms through every trial. Not for a moment did I leave your side during your times of struggle. You came to the altar of sacrifice not once, but many times in your struggles, where you laid down your will, your hurts, your prayers, your hopes, your fears, and your cares. I saw the tears flow as you wrapped your heart in a bundle of love and in prayer offered it to me. You looked up to me with faith and trust. You knew that I would care for what was precious to you and everything that concerns you because I love you. You've been brave and courageous. You've been trusting, and the times you fell and felt like you failed or lost just drew you closer to me. Through that closeness, a victory was won in seeming defeat. Your faith in me has grown during these times of trial and testing. You feel that it has been shaken at times, but the trial of your faith, which is more precious than gold, has shown the genuineness of your faith, which will result in praise and honor. Your humility and love have deepened. Your heart has been coated in tears, which has softened you and brought you low in your own eyes, so that my seeds of humility, love, trust, and patience could take root and grow and flourish within you. Your spirit is radiating my peace, a peace that passes all understanding and trusts in me. My love will be your constant. You are so beautiful to me. Words cannot describe the joy that fills my heart as I gaze upon you, my stunning creation. I love your caring heart, your sacrificial spirit, your faithfulness, your deep love for me, which has been manifested over many years and through many difficult times. I know you sometimes feel lonely, in need of encouragement, unenthusiastic about yourself, and incapable of keeping up with all that there is to do. But let these feelings fade away in the light of my presence and my overwhelming love for you. Sometimes you think that if you could physically see me and hear me, then everything would be so much better, and nothing would seem as difficult. you crave a sign, a visible touch of my presence. Remember that your earthly life is but a vapor, a moment in time in comparison to eternity, where you will walk in the light of my love and truth and see, touch, and hear everything that you have to take by faith in this life. You can't always understand why I allow certain things in your life or what good will come from them. All you feel is the squeeze of your heart, the pain, the loss, the grief. I am proud of you for allowing times of suffering to soften and humble you. You have trusted in me, even when you couldn't see any good in what you were experiencing. You have hung on by faith, and you have said, along with Job and many other saints, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." You have died to yourself. You have given your life for me, for others, for the lost. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. If you could catch a glimpse of the blessings and rewards I have in store for you, you would know that every tear is worth it, every lonely night, every loss, every hurt. I bless you in this life too. Look around you and see your many blessings. I have given you much. I have given you the truth and my all-encompassing love that can carry you through anything. I have given you the spiritual treasure of my word to guide you in your life journey. I manifest my great love for you in the beauty of creation all around you. You are my diamond, and with each passing day you sparkle a little more as I continue to shape you in my image. You were a diamond in the rough when you first invited me into your life, but with every tear and trial, every heartbreak and every stroke of the chisel, you shine more brightly with my love. Your day-to-day life will never be perfect, but my love for you will be your constant. There is a hallowed place that exists in your heart for me, which will give you my strength to face life's challenges. Strength for the fight. I know it's hard to keep going when it seems that the struggle never ends. I am not downplaying the fact that the battle is intense and that it has been long and hard, but you can make it through this time. And not just by the skin of your teeth, but with flying colors, with victory and joy in your heart, and with strength of spirit that will continue to keep you through each passing day. If you're still going for me, you have what it takes to run the race before you with endurance and to finish the race and keep the faith. All that you have to do is continue going forward, casting your concerns and weights on me and finding your strength in me. I am strong enough to see you through any struggle, hardship, loss, or challenge you face in life. If you believe that, then you can continue to weather the storms and to face the future with courage and hope. Not with trepidation, but with anticipation. You can even look forward to the future because of all that awaits you when you have finished your race. And along the way, you can keep rescuing souls and bringing me joy. Even if you don't feel my presence right now, I promise you that I am always with you. I am upholding you and strengthening you, so keep looking to me for your strength, for the courage you need, and for the energy to keep fighting the good fight of faith and taking hold of the eternal life to which you were called. My precious one, you've been battling, and it's been very intense. I see that it's taken a toll on you, yet you keep holding on to your faith and trusting in me, because you know that I will come through for you. I love your courage and dedication and your faith and trust. No matter what you face, you can trust me to act on your behalf and to work everything in your life together for good. Cast all your burdens on me, and trust that I will sustain you and will never suffer the righteous to be moved.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.